Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 41 degrees, overcast, and breezy. Today's Friday, December 16th, 2011. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. An early number outlining how much herring the commercial seine fleet can catch is nearly 10,000 tons over last year's amount. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game yesterday announced a preliminary guideline harvest level, or GHL, of 29,008 tons for the 2012 Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery. The competitive and lucrative fishery takes place in the spring. Last year's GHL was 19,430 tons. The forecast amount for this year is based on predictions that show a large mass of mature herring returning in the upcoming season. The forecasting model uses abundance and age composition data from surveys conducted after last year's spring fishery, along with data stretching back several years. Last year, ADF&G documented more than 78 nautical miles of spawn in the Sitka Sound area. The amount of herring harvested by the commercial fleet has been a source of concern for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Southeast natives use herring roe harvested on hemlock branches as a traditional food. ADF&G says winter test fisheries will take place in January, and a final forecast will be announced in late February. Governor Sean Parnell's capital budget proposes improving 8 southeast boat harbors, including Sitka's, and making plans for another one. Those harbor funds are part of $16 million divided among Sitka, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway. Saxman also has money for planning and design of a new harbor. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson says that's good news for the region's fishermen and other boat owners.
Harbors that they've needed repairs for some time, and it's hard for the communities to have enough money to do it. And this harbor grant fund is a 50-50, so the community has to have 50% of the funds, and then the state matches it.
One of the largest southeast appropriations is for the capital city's state library, archives, and museum building. Parnell proposes allocating $20 million toward the $127 million project. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says that, plus money already in the bank, is good news.
That's going to give us enough money to really start construction on this facility. You know, it's not just a Juneau facility, it's a statewide facility, but it surely benefits Juneau.
The budget also proposes transferring $60 million to Alaska-class ferry construction. The money has already been appropriated, but needs to be moved to a different account. That will make a total of $120 million allocated to the ship, though more may be needed. Sitka will be able to rebuild its oldest harbor if the budget introduced by Governor Sean Parnell yesterday passes in its current form. Local fish and game authorities would also have more resources to fight a marine invasive that has taken up residence near Japonski Island. The reconstruction of the A and B Harbor is Sitka's big-ticket for item in the governor's proposed capital budget. At $4.25 million, A&B is Sitka's oldest of our four harbors and in the worst shape. Roughly another $5 million in capital projects round out the list for Sitka. Chief among them is just over $2 million for an ultraviolet water disinfection facility, which will keep the city's water system in compliance with federal standards. There's another $1 million for water and sewer replacement under Baranoff Street, $375,000 for deferred maintenance at the Pioneer Home, $225,000 for deferred maintenance at the Public Safety Academy, another $200,000 for the Academy for a new dining hall, $104,000 for deferred maintenance at the Sitka Courthouse, and $17,000 for deferred maintenance at the Public Health Center. A final big-ticket item in the governor's budget for Sitka is $500,000 to fight invasive tunicates in Whiting Harbor. Both Fish and Game and the university have been active over the past 2 years assessing the spread of the tunicate, commonly called DVEX. The $500,000 will finance efforts to eradicate it. The grand total in capital projects for Sitka and the governor's proposed capital budget is $8,826,000. Some items in the budget for communities in KCAW's broadcast area include $48,000 for Angoon High School mechanical upgrades, $600,000 for deferred maintenance in the Port Alexander Harbor, $1.8 million for a fence around the Yakutat Airport, and $128,000 to CAKE for renovations of the high school kitchen and showers and completion of the mechanical ventilation project in the CAKE Elementary School. The governor's budget will undergo substantial revisions in the coming legislative session. Both the House and Senate introduce their own capital budgets. The final bill is usually a compromise between all three. For a link to the governor's proposed capital budget, visit our website, kcaw.org. Plans to renovate Pacific High School include classrooms with movable walls, a garden on the roof, and more common areas for students to spend time. The Sitka School District unveiled plans earlier this week for the 30-student alternative high school. The renovations are funded by money voters approved during the 2010 municipal election. As KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, school officials say the changes will not only improve the building, but also the learning that takes place inside.
Once a week, Pacific High School co-principal Phil Burdick calls everyone in the building together for a meeting.
I think we're meeting in all school.
The 30 or so students cram into one of the classrooms here where they sit on chairs or the floor or even exercise balls. Burdick stands at the front of the room with a stack of flyers announcing events, and then it's the students' turn.
All right, fun stuff. Come back from break and be ready to roll.
What?
Okay, those are opportunities. Issue. Tommy has an issue.
I think that the school should bring back hack.
Yeah.
One of the students suggests that they be allowed to play with hacky sacks in the classrooms again. Not yet, says one teacher, because one of the small beanbags hit a ceiling tile and spread dust all over his computer, but maybe after the break. Another student, senior Ricky Biggs, mentions that she saw a segment on Good Morning America the day before about a coat drive. And by the end of the meeting, the students are talking about collecting coats and other winter gear for a local charity. The all-school meeting is one of the ways Pacific High School differs from traditional schools. This is an alternative high school, a place for students who learn differently from others, a place for them to belong.
There's nothing worse than an alternative student being stuck in a traditional model. It is stifling. It is soul-numbing.
Co-principal Phil Burdick.
Students who come here and buy into the program and get excited about what they're learning about realize that they can accomplish anything.
The school day here includes hot meals and small group meetings called crew and large group meetings like the all-school.
If you don't have good food, if you don't have a warm place to stay, and if you don't feel connected and loved, then you cannot learn. It has been proven over and over and over again. So we feed our students. We give them a warm place to be for 6 or 8 hours, and we love them, and they learn.
The program is designed to meet those needs, but the building is not. As we walk around inside, Burdick points to water damage on the ceiling tiles. There are 3 square classrooms built for students to sit and listen all day, not for students to collaborate and work and move around, something the alternative education model demands. School district officials hope renovations scheduled to begin this summer will change that. The narrow hallway that cuts the building in two will disappear, replaced with an oval commons area. Classrooms will have walls that can open up to join them to each other. And the kitchen, where lunch is prepared fresh every day, will move next door to the Southeast Alaska Career Center. Students can learn cooking skills in the current kitchen and graduate with a food handler's card.
We'd like to grow the program, too. I mean, there's an entire career in tech ed strand around culinary arts. You know, right now we're staffing it with AmeriCorps volunteers, and Lauren is fabulous, but she is only one person, and she is a volunteer.
The plans for the remodel were approved by the Sitka School Board earlier this month and also were presented to the Sitka Assembly. The city owns the school buildings, and some assembly members have been lukewarm on the idea of renovating the school. Pete Esquiro asked whether the district has considered building the school at another site. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw told him the idea was discussed, but that renovating the building entitles the district to state money. The state of Alaska is picking up about 2/3 of the $2.2 million bill. Assemblymember Terry Blake thought the amount, which works out to roughly $440 a square foot, sounded steep. And the assembly had questions about the timeline. Does this need to be done now? Bradshaw told the assembly that the district did not embark on the project lightly.
Believe me, I understand what $2.2 million is.
But that's why we took it to the taxpayers of this community, was to say, are you willing to spend this? The taxpayer said, yes, we're willing to spend this, and we're willing to back it. So as I said before, to me, it's critical to keep moving on this, because we would like to get it done. Is a timeline going to impact us? No. If this assembly says we need you to back off, we will listen to that. I'm not sure we will agree with it.
We know there are people out there who think that this is maybe a potential waste of money.
Back at Pacific High School, co-principal Phil Burdick says $2.2 million is a small amount to improve a program that he believes ultimately helps the taxpayers.
Our students stay in Sitka. They get a better job. They pay more taxes. If we have high school dropouts who can't get a job and have to be on welfare, then they pull from the tax roll.
Let's go back to Ricky Biggs, the student who wanted to start the coat drive. She says the renovation has been in discussion since she was a freshman.
And we talked about it for a really long time, and none of us thought it was going to happen. Like, I'm a senior now.
The students wrote letters to politicians, talked with architects about what they wanted to see in the new school, and then hoped that it would actually happen. And now that it is?
It's pretty awesome. I'm happy. Even though I'm not going to be here, I'm really happy that it's happening.
And she hopes that a renovated building will continue to foster the same sense of community that she's felt in the last 4 years at Pacific High.
We're all close. All of us. Like, we don't have our own cliques. Like, we all hang out with the people we like the most, but we're all pretty much friends. Like, if you look at the lunch line, everybody's cool with each other. We're all talking. It's like I said, we don't have cliques, and it's been really nice to just have everybody, like, care about someone. If one person's not here, everybody's like, where is that person? Why aren't they here? You know, and we try to call them and see why they're not at school and stuff. It's cool.
Bids on the Pacific High School renovation are scheduled to go out in the spring, with work to begin soon after. The hope is that the work will be done by this time next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can view drawings and plans for Pacific High School by visiting our website, kcaw.org.